Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Door gear, it's for the people as well. And I tell you what, I just saw Colonel Randy Watt, retired. He was the 19th Special Forces Group Commander. What a great guy. He was the Ogden, Utah Police Chief as well. Just saw him walk by. Great to see some good folks that I had the honor of serving with over the years here. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte should be down to join us any second now. In the meantime, speaking of great people, we've got John Jackson, the Joker from X, sidekicking with us down here for the SHOT Show in Las Vegas and nationally syndicated radio talk show host Lars Larson. Lars, so great to see you. Why do you come to the SHOT Show?
I love coming to the SHOT Show. In the last 15 years, more often than not, we've missed a couple of years. COVID was one year. But come because this is a great industry. I mean, think about this. You've got over 3,000 vendors. And you say, well, vendors of what? Well, every gun maker in America, every scope maker in America, every knife maker in America, people who make archery products, on the bow hunter as well as the rifle hunter, they're all here. Outdoors gear, but also military gear, law enforcement gear, communications gear, robots, training gear, everything else. It's all represented here, and it is the biggest trade show in this industry. It's the eighth biggest trade show in America. Of all trade shows.
Yeah, John and I were talking with Scott Hoganson, who is great help for this whole media row, but he said you could fit 547 F-16 fighter jets inside this same facility that is packed with guns and outdoor gear. And I like coming for the Montana companies because, you know, being a Montana, I want to hear about all these great Montana businesses and help promote these great Montana businesses too.
So. I do the same thing in my region because great knife makers, Gerber, Buck, Columbia Knife and Tool, Benchmade, Leatherman, all made in the Northwest.
I carried half of those in Afghanistan, in Iraq.
You know? And Leupold scopes, how often do you see a military? I mean, they have some nice scopes that are made by other people, but I think Leupold's the best, and they're made in the Northwest. So it's great to promote the Northwest companies as well. We were just talking about Dan Tanner. Oh,
yep.
The governor?
Yeah, here's the governor. Well, keep going. We got another minute. We'll get to the governor after the break here.
Okay.
And then just the political news front. You know, we saw Donald Trump Jr. here last year. It's kind of a who's who on the political
front
as well.
And many years it's...
The governor will be joining us right after the break. We got a break
He's
here in just
a
minute. We got 30 seconds. So, Lars, what else do you want to tell folks across Montana?
I want you to get shot at SHOT Show.
And I'm going to make it happen.
And it's a training device to simulate what happens when an officer takes a bullet, say, through the bicep, if his right arm is dominant arm, and now that arm doesn't work anymore, and it still hurts. I did it yesterday. You need to do it today.
I'm going to plan on doing it. So, and knives, one thing I got to share on social media, I was in Congressman Ryan Zinke's office on Capitol Hill yesterday. He gave us a tour of his office and his knife collection. I got to get that like on social media later today so I can share that. Lars Larson, we got to catch up with you
nice
more here today. Good
we
to
will.
See you. Thanks for dropping by. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte in the house. He'll be with us right after this break. They just wrapped up the Montana Governor's Breakfast here at the SHOT Show in Vegas.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Montana Governor and First Lady Susan Gianforte. Great to see her here. Governor Greg Gianforte. Got so fun running into you on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. for President Trump's inauguration. What a turnout at the Montana Breakfast that just wrapped up here at the SHOT Show in Vegas.
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, Montana has more firearms and ammunition manufacturers per capita than any other state in the country. And they're here in force at SHOT Show. We had, there was well over 100 people there this morning, just the Montana exhibitors. I told them to get their order pads ready.
Yeah, there were a couple of lines that you had. I loved one of your lines, which was, I'm with the government, and I'm here to get out of your way.
Right.
That was such a great line.
Well, we've been trying to facilitate this. There are companies here at this show that now have operations in Montana that we met last year. And that's pretty exciting because they recognize that Montana is a home to freedom and the American dream. And they didn't have it where they were. I was just talking to a gentleman this morning. He had been in, we had dinner last night. He had been in Minnesota. We met with him last week. Now he lives in Billings. He's got two businesses there. He's got three brothers that are moving their businesses. Another one I saw this morning, Ultimate Defense Systems. We met him here at the show last year. They just opened up an office in Billings as well.
Wow.
Making RFID handgun safes that go into mobile vehicles. Really cool. They said, I saw him at the breakfast. He said they just started shipping product out of Billings, Montana.
Wow. And then I ran into Andy Mansour, the CEO of Brixtal Defense. Last year is when we were talking about the big news about the ammo manufacturing facility in Glendive. So, but there's always somebody new here, not just from Montana, but somebody that decides, you know what, I'm going to Montana. I'm getting the heck out of wherever I'm at right now.
Well, word spreading, Montana's open for business. You know, we passed a law in the legislature that said, because there's some woke bankers in New York and California, and they discriminate against firearms companies. Well, we believe in the Second Amendment. That's why we passed a law that says in Montana, it is illegal to discriminate against a business based on the fact that you're in the firearms industry, in the provision of banking services. And we have banks that love the Second Amendment, and it's good business for them. These are advanced manufacturing jobs.
And I also love, I've mentioned this before, the fact that you're not coming here, because before the strategy was, oh, we'll go give some big major national company some big break that we don't give to any of the Montana people for them to set up some little operation somewhere in Montana. And it's like, well, wait a minute. What about the people that are already in Montana doing business? You're not out there trying to give out special favors that you wouldn't give to Montanans.
No. This, I made that point at breakfast. I think it's important. I get some pushback. They say, what are you doing to recruit all these businesses? I say, well, there's two things we give them. We give them a work ethic that won't quit. That's just intrinsically part of who we are in Montana. And we give them a quality of life you can't beat. It's where people want to raise their family. It's where they want to recreate. So why not have your business there? And plus a tax climate and a regulatory climate that doesn't create friction. So Department of Commerce, we've expanded the mission to include business attraction. We've focused on the firearms and ammunition and outdoor recreation businesses because it's part of who we are in Montana. And they're getting discriminated against in other states. So it's like we knock on their door and we'll do it here at the show. And you want to move back to America?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I tell you, I love just being in our nation's capital for this moment. President Trump sworn in as the 47th president of the United States, just to get the sense of the feel and the mood and see who you see. It was fun running into you. I was at the watch party with a bunch of great Montanans at Senator Dane's office. You were inside the Capitol. You and First Lady Susan Gianforte were in the Capitol. I guess what was the coolest thing you saw or who you ran into or whatever throughout your time there for the inauguration?
Well, we were there on the Capitol grounds getting on the bus, and I see this blonde-haired Montanan walking down the street. It's Aaron Flynn.
Hey!
Trying to figure out how to get through the barricades.
Yeah, that was great. I was, in that same spot about an hour earlier, I was calling out Al Sharpton. I told Al Sharpton we're making America great. So it was fun. I get to call out Al Sharpton, and then I get to run into Montana's governor.
I think the best thing, we were right in the front row in the overflow room in the Capitol, being able to watch the speech, and then President Trump came down and gave us a speech there in the same room. And it's a new day in America. You can feel the optimism. These 100 executive orders, day one, I have to say, I don't know where that man gets all his energy. I mean, on Inauguration Day, he went to church. He gave his inauguration speech. He gave another 45-minute speech to us in this anteroom. He then had lunch, congressional lunch, gave a speech there. He went to the White House, did a press conference for an hour. Joe Biden hadn't spent an hour with the media in the last year combined. He then went to the Capitol One Center, had a parade, gave a speech there.
Signed executive orders.
There, and then he went to three balls. He didn't get home till 2 a.m. I'm good, but I can't keep up with it.
Yeah, I was, so after I left the Senator Dane's office for the watch party, I tried to take the Metro subway and then a taxi to get close to where this Montana Knife Company event was at, to go say hi to Josh Smith. And so it was probably 5 o'clock before I got out of there or so. And I thought, oh, Trump's, I must have missed Trump's Capital One speech. Oh, no, because he was just going nonstop all day long. You're here in Vegas, and then tonight is when you're going to be, you know, talking to potential businesses and more. There's so many great Montana businesses here. It's like, where do you
start? Yeah, we're from here, Aaron. We're going to walk the show floor. We're going to go visit every one of the Montana exhibitors that's here and wish them the best. This is where they do their business, and we want them to fill up their order books.
And you got the director of not only of commerce, but of revenue here as well. So got a chance to catch up with Commerce Director Paul Green earlier this morning. So great to see you, Governor. I bet you probably got a run. So we appreciate your time.
Well, good to see you, Aaron.
All right. Appreciate it. John Jackson, the Joker from X, in the house with us as well. We'll see what the Joker's up to right after this. And then we got.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I mentioned the governor's not only got the Department of Commerce director down here with him, he's got the Revenue Department director as well. So what's the angle with revenue? We'll talk about that here in just a second. But first, John Jackson, the Joker from X. You're going to be with me here all week for our live coverage from the SHOT Show. We got our Tatanka Cigar Company sign, 82 Coffee Company out of Dillon. Their swag is inbound as we speak, 1776 Foundation. Your thoughts on the SHOT Show thus far or what the governor just had to say?
Yeah, you and I talked offline the past 2 years, and that governor's forum that they do here, well, you have, I think we've seen up to 7 governors will be up on the platform, and they're making their pitch to the entire firearms industry about come to Montana, right? Bring your business here. And I think non-bias, you know, completely non-biased for the last 2 years in a row, Governor Gianforte has crushed it. I mean, just makes the other states don't want to follow him, right? Because they really don't have much to say after you listen to
his speech. Only does he have the private sector business experience, this guy is a real outdoorsman. He's hunted and fished for everything you can practically hunt and fish for, and done some trapping too.
It's just a real deal.
He just loves this stuff. Yeah. And that's why it's always funny seeing him in a suit during like a State of the State address or when I ran into him in D.C. because the guy doesn't like to wear suits. He's just, you know, he's more of an outdoorsman. Well, speaking of revenue, we've got the director of the Montana Department of Revenue. He's also a rancher back in Montana, Brendan Beatty. Great to see you, Mr. Director. What's revenue doing in the house? What's the revenue piece to this whole SHOT Show deal?
Hi, Aaron. Thanks so much for having us, too.
Let me put that mic a little close. There we go.
That a little better?
Yeah.
Thanks so much for having me on the show to get to talk about revenue's involvement in this. And like you said, the governor's a different sort of governor. We're the first state here, the only state here I know, where the governor said, yeah, I want the Department of Revenue there talking to these businesses that are thinking about relocating or talking to businesses that we would try to recruit to locate. Because let's face it, when you're in business, taxes are a thing. And they're a real thing. So we're here to talk to these companies about what the bottom line is in Montana and why our tax structure is business friendly, why our tax structure is manufacturing friendly, and not to mention that, and probably most importantly from the Montana Department of Revenue's standpoint, is we are citizen friendly. Last I looked, the citizens of Montana aren't my customers. They don't get a choice between, well, if I don't like Ruger, I'll go to Winchester. If they got to pay taxes, they got to talk to the Montana Department of Revenue. So being citizen-oriented and working for the citizens, as the governor wants, it's actually a higher standard than customer service. It's citizen service, and we should be held to the highest. So we're here telling these prospective businesses that when the phone rings, you get a real person that knows what they're talking about, and you can rely on that person when they tell you something.
Yeah, President Trump, John, did you see when he talked about creating the external revenue service, not just the internal revenue service, how do we get money from other places? And, you know, in a way, this is like being the external revenue source down here, is how do we generate more revenue without going back to the taxpayers with your hat in your hand? And Look at the success thus far. That in the last two legislative sessions, the legislature and the governor, they've lowered income taxes. They've lowered the tax burden on small businesses. It's good for us. It's good for small business. But it's also been good for state revenue.
That's correct. And when the governor and I talked about me taking this job, we talked about tax policy. And I said, how are you going to do this? You want to lower taxes, but you want to keep services. How are you going to make that work? And he says, we're going to increase revenue by increasing businesses that pay and hire more people at a higher wage. And therefore, we'll add money to the general fund that way, rather than just taxing the existing taxpayers more. And I thought, well, that's commendable. Let's see how we can do that. And he's proven it. We've proven it. I believe in his system. If you create a system that encourages investment and growth, they'll come. You also have to have the people aspect of it. You actually have to provide the service as well as just the tax rates and structure too. And we're providing both on his direction.
Have you gotten a walk the SHOT Show floor yet? Any businesses that have stood out to you thus far, or any ones that you know are on your list to go watch, or are you just kind of going wherever the governor wants to go this morning?
So this morning I'm going to make the tour with him and shake hands. Yesterday I had the opportunity to wander around just one floor of this place. It is mind-blowing. I've never seen a thing like this. I talked to a lot of businesses. It's really funny. I have my little Montana name tag that's shaped like the state of Montana. We're a thing. People are coming up to me saying, wow, you're from Montana. How is it to do business there? We're curious. How does this work? I'm in whatever state. Tell me what you guys have to offer, because I know you've got the lifestyle and I know you've got the people, but I need the bottom line. Where the shape of our state on a name tag attracts people like I could not understand until I walked in the door here.
It's great. Same thing back in Washington, D.C., being there for Trump's inauguration. I was talking with Turk Stovall and his young son, Gabe. They all had their cowboy hats on, of course. You know, he's with the Montana Stock Growers. And they said everywhere they went, people want to know where you're from. And when they hear you're from Montana, people just light up. Wow. Oh, that's just incredible. And so, I like how the governor also today said, you know, hey, we're not just trying to recruit anybody to come to Montana because if they don't, you know, agree with our way of life, we don't want them to come in and try to trample on it. So it's a great strategy all around. Montana Department of Revenue Director Brendan Beatty, great to see you. We'll have to get you back on the show when we get back home in studio here one of these days as well.
Sounds great, Aaron. I always love talking to you, so thank you very much for having me on.
I appreciate it. Yeah, good to see you. All right, John Jackson, the Joker from X. Yeah, good to see you. You're free and clear. Yeah, we got to keep yapping here, but I know you got to run because the governor's office, they told me they had 10 minutes or so here before they got to go hit the floor. John, man, kind of where we opened up the show here with our statewide show is, you know, it's not just the guns and the gear, it's the people. I mean, we've run into Donald Trump Jr. was here last year. We were hoping to connect with him this time. We'll see. It's kind of up in the air because, as you can imagine, his schedule has gotten even crazier in the last few days. But hey, if we see Don Jr., great. If not, holy cow, the people we are running into already, Lars Larson and Sean Davis from the Federalist is going to be moderating an Attorney's General panel discussion. Attorney General Austin Knutson will be at that later today as well. I think he'll join us on the show tomorrow.
We have got to corral Sean Davis for an interview. I mean, the guy is without a doubt, in my opinion, the best conservative writer and thinker out there today. He's all over Fox News. He does regular appearances on Fox News. He just did an interview with Tucker. Had a sit down with Tucker Carlson for a couple hours. Man, we got to get that guy.
Yeah, well, I shot a note over to Joy Pullman. She's got family in Montana, and she's the executive editor of The Federalist, and she's always been great to join us on the show. So I shot her a note to see. In fact, I haven't even checked my email. We've been so busy running around here at the SHOT Show, but to see if we can get him over. And maybe we'll just go hit him up here later today.
He's friends with Austin Knutson, right?
I'd imagine so.
We got to tap Knutson to get him to come.
There we go. Yeah. Man, Austin Knutson, he knows everybody at this show. Like, you know, if we tagged along, oh, there's Peter Johnson over. See the big guy with the cool guy beard and the longer hair over there?
Yeah.
The guy that you wouldn't want to pick a fight with if you just, you know, were taking a glance. Yeah, great guy. He's one of those guys that the governor mentioned. 1 year ago at this SHOT Show, he's from Minnesota.
Minnesota.
So he had a you know, security-related business in Minneapolis. He's an Air Force veteran, did some cool things. He was a federal air marshal after being in the Air Force. But he's walking through the SHOT Show, and he sees a Montana booth. And he's like, Montana, sweet. So he goes, he starts talking with those guys. Less than a year later, they had a ribbon-cutting ceremony back in December in Billings, Montana, for him, because he's moved his businesses to Montana. And a great guy, caught up with him, like-minded individual. And that's pretty cool to see. And now you see somebody here, 1 year later, he's going to be out there talking to other people.
Just that, you never know what that chance encounter, that chance meeting in your life, how that's going to change your life going forward. You just never know those little twists of fate that take you in that direction you never thought you were going. It's amazing. And you always hope it's going to be for a good, in a good way, not a bad way.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the best people I've run into over the years, a guy named Steve Rast, Marine Corps veteran. I think he was in that recon unit back in the day, if I remember right. I'm going to just get his microphone situated there. Steve, what were you doing? Were you jumping out of airplanes? What happened? You got your leg all taped up there.
Man, we're on radio. I wasn't going to sing anything.
Yeah. You're looking good, though.
Thank you.
Marine Corps veteran, Bozeman business guy. You're at every SHOT Show. You have linked me up with so many incredible people here. Part of why we have such a great SHOT Show is because of you and all your connections, and especially those veteran entrepreneurs out there.
Absolutely, yeah. The veteran entrepreneur ecosystem in Montana is strong, as is everything here at SHOT. And still at our booth at LD Systems, I think I was here last year talking about some of the products we sell that are germane to all Montanans, like our off-grid equipment and all of that. But I do have an exciting new announcement. All those connections that I have in Montana parlayed into something to help all Montana companies in the defense industry. So I'm happy to announce that I'm working with the Pacific Northwest Defense Coalition, and I have the proud title of Mission Innovation Lead for their Mission Acceleration Center.
Wow. Yes. Mission Innovation Lead. I'm trying to think of an acronym that we come for here. MILLE or something?
We call it the MIL team.
The MIL team. Yeah. You're like the MIL group advisor or something, you know. Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. Well, you're such a great connector. And yeah, that's a huge opportunity for Montana businesses that some have already been able to take advantage of over the years.
Yeah. What basically, the easiest way to explain it is we work with mission partners all throughout the region, the nation, throughout the world, on the U.S. side, and we're meeting with unit-level commanders, figuring out what are their worries, what are their needs, what sucks about their job, and then I get to link them up with Montana companies that can meet those needs.
That's awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, stand by. We got to take a quick break here on the show. Yeah, John, I guess how I would describe, and Steve can correct me if I get it wrong, basically like what LD, Lewis Defense, what they do is like, any type of tactical gear or other type of equipment, you as a former federal law enforcement guy who's been overseas, or military people or other governments or people or outdoorsmen, they've got all sorts of gear on any equipment on that front.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
President Trump has signed several executive orders, including one on the Biden electric vehicle mandate and the former president's Green New Deal.
With my actions today, we will end the Green New Deal and we will revoke the electric vehicle mandate, saving our auto industry and keeping my sacred pledge to our great American auto workers. In other words, you'll be able to buy the car of your choice.
The ethanol industry and farm groups sued the Biden EPA over its tailpipe emission standards, which they argued were unfair to biofuels and forced consumers to buy only electric vehicles. As for ending the Green New Deal, Trump's pledge raises questions about the future of climate-smart agriculture programs and Biden's Inflation Reduction Act. One of those is the 45Z tax credit to incentivize sustainable aviation fuel, as Trump looks for savings to fund extending his sweeping 2017 tax credits that expire this year. In addition, Trump delayed imposing tariffs on Mexico and Canada along with China despite earlier statements. Now he's considering a 25% tariff on North American imports by February 1st, citing concerns over illegal immigration and fentanyl. Trump directed federal agencies to examine trade deficits, unfair practices, and currency manipulation with the trading partners. I'm Lane Nordlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, throw those headsets back on, gentlemen. John, man, we've been having fun just here BSing during the break with these guys as well, talking business, talking cigars. We got our Tatanka Cigar Company sign up here, 82 Coffee Company out of Dillon. We got some swag inbound that'll probably be at our booth tomorrow, so some coffee cups and more. What have you been yapping about during the break here?
Oh, just checking everything. You know what? I love how we've got this set up this year. We don't have a left side barrier here. So, we can stretch out. We're like in first class right here. We got the first class lounge going on. You know, before, you would have had a barrier right here. You know?
Yeah, that's right. Well, and then we can actually see right into one of the major entrances to the SHOT Show. I see Winchester right there, Christensen Arms, H&K right there. They were playing around with some H&K mags when I was in Ramadi back in 05, 06. And so.
And what are you going to tell us, when is Dana Lash going on?
So Dana Lash, yeah, those of you that listen to KMPT in Missoula, our affiliate there, Dana Lash, you know, former spokeswoman for the NRA. I've been at Radio Rose with her and her husband before. She's incredible. She goes live right after Montana Talks. She's in that same kind of Dan Bongino time slot. So some of you get Bongino, Missoula, you get Dana Lash. But she is going live from one of her sponsor locations on the SHOT Show floor. Yeah, so maybe we'll run over there and go say hi, because we got the governor's panel later today. We've got the attorney's general panel later today, which is always insightful. Steve Rass, though, out of Bozeman, Montana. Great, again, to be here. We've gotten to meet so many great people, thanks to you. Some of our best SHOT Show coverage is literally, you're just saying, hey, you guys got to meet my buddy so-and-so. Nick Jones, one of the most incredible conversations we've had at the SHOT Show was Nick Jones with Talon's Reach. Big Sky Bravery is down here for the show. It's just an incredible time to meet some really cool Montanans.
It's a great state full of great people doing great things. And so always happy to make those connections.
Yeah. Who all are you seeing down here at the SHOT Show? You got Dalton here with you, another Bozeman guy.
Yeah, I am back to back to back with meetings. You know, this is my fifth, SHOT Show. The connections that I've made, the friends that we get to see down here. And, you know, like the governor was saying at the Montana breakfast this morning, you know, we're here for relationships. This isn't a transactional thing. And so when you're able to have those deeper relationships with people and really help people out with their needs and requirements, that's what it's all about. And that's what we have going on in Montana.
Yeah. And, you know, so it's a great place also for the nonprofit space that are supporting veterans to come down here, because these companies, almost every single one of these give back in one way or another, supporting so many good causes. And so, yeah, it's fun to be a part of. What are you keeping your eye out for? I mean, but you got business to do, so you're kind of going to be stuck at your booth for most of the time.
I'll be in my booth. We've got a lot of meetings this afternoon. I'll jump real quick back to the nonprofit site, because I know that you're going to be meeting with the Big Sky Bravery folks at some point this week. Nick Jones with Talon's Reach, talonsreachfoundation.org. They can't be here, but I am now on the National Advisory Board with Jill Rice and some other great folks out of Bozeman for Talon's Reach. So they're doing some amazing things. We had some really good fundraisers. Their outreach is growing as an organization. And all these veteran organizations, even though there's a concentration of them in Montana, you know, there's still such an unmet need in helping our veterans on that side of things in recovery and healing. So exciting things there. And then, you know, business-wise, LD Systems, you know, we've got some foreign customers coming through. We've got some delegations from some other countries coming through. We've got some big meetings teed up for that, as well as just some local Montana connections. And then again, on the Pacific Northwest Mission Acceleration Center side, I'm busy. I'm on one leg here, and I am busy trying to find all of the Montana companies that want to work with Department of Defense. I want to learn about their capabilities so that when I'm talking with our current mission partners and finding out about their needs, I can make that connection and get them plugged in as well.
Yeah, and then on separate track, first off, if people want to be a part of that defense consortium that you're working on for the Pacific Northwest, how can they be a part of that? Because there's probably companies that maybe they have a tech business, AI, quantum technology, who knows, right? Yeah.
PNWMAC.org, so Pacific Northwest Mission Acceleration Center. I'll give you a great example. You know, we've got all the photonics industry in Bozeman, and the big mission need right now, the next war is going to look a lot different than the previous war. And electronic warfare
is big on the list of concerns and worries. And some of the photonics companies we have in Bozeman have tremendous capability to help out our fighters in the Pacific and their ability to control the spectrum and digital identity. And that's going to play a huge role in the defense concerns of America.
And also agriculture. I mean, how quantum technology could assist or photonics is already assisting and can further assist, you know, farmers and ranchers out there operating in the rural environment with high technology, you know, tractors and combines and more. Incredible stuff. Ooh, a political update, too, if we can switch tracks for a second. So, John, we were talking during the break, Lieutenant Colonel Stu Scheller. So Steve Rast, you know, since he's so involved and supportive of his fellow veterans, they brought Lieutenant Colonel. He's not retired because they kicked him to the curb because he called for accountability after the Afghanistan with. So he signed the book for me, and it says, and it's, he autographed it, Lieutenant Colonel Stu Scheller, Lieutenant Colonel resigned instead of retired. And so anyway, this guy spoke truth to power. They kicked him to the curb over it and did all sorts of things to try to punish him for that. But now he's going to have a key position in the Trump Defense Department. I mean, that's what we're seeing now with Donald J. Trump. This is about accountability. This is about fixing this country and righting the wrongs that have been done.
And it's amazing. We're talking about that earlier in the earlier hour about how fast he's doing it. You can tell these people did their homework. They've been doing their homework for 6 months, and particularly in the last 3 months since the election. They have done their homework. They got all this stuff written up, and it was ready to go day one as soon as he was inaugurated.
But, Steve, you're the guy. You told me almost a year ago, hey, I'm bringing Stu Scheller to Bozeman for the Marine Corps Ball. And then you were gracious enough to let him come do an event, did a couple of events in Billings at the Adaptive Performance Center. We got to have cigars with him afterwards. Well, it was incredible. Everybody there, especially our fellow veterans, were just like, wow, this guy's incredible.
Stu's a great American, first and foremost, and he was willing to throw his rank on the table and speak truth to power, like you said. And at the time, was pilloried, but now is exonerated and will be a senior advisor to the Undersecretary of Defense in the new administration.
Focused on personnel, I think is the title, right? Yeah. Which is so key, so key.
And he wants to bring a meritocracy back into effect, which is needed. And I think that will increase, you know, our efficiency and lethality and the culture of the military.
I think so, and it's something that's needed throughout the whole of government. Everybody likes to use this whole of government, but especially in our military. Well, Steve, thanks again for seeing us. Dalton, did you want to hop on the microphone here as well? You're good? All right. Well, he's got a cool story as well. We're going to catch up with so many great Montana. Steve Rast, thanks for dropping by. Send anybody our way because, we'll be here as early as 5 a.m. Vegas time, or we can schedule something if we need to as well. So
good to go.
All right. John Jackson, the Joker from X. Yeah, I just want to underscore, with President Trump putting somebody like Stu Scheller in a key advisory position to the Undersecretary of Defense for personnel, again, the problems facing this country, they were put into overdrive in the last 4 years under the Biden regime. But let's be honest, a lot of these problems have been facing this country for decades, and it's time to once and for all turn this ship around. And what Stu Scheller talks about in his book, and why I think it's so key that he's going to head up personnel, is that one of the problems with our military, and I'm now retired and I would never attempt to speak on behalf of any official, you know, military organization, but this is just my take here, but this is what Stu Scheller says. He says the problem that we have, why do we have so many bureaucrats at the top? Why are there so many more? Pete Hegseth talked about this in his confirmation hearing. Why are there so many more, you know, 4 stars now than there were when we actually won World War II? The problem that Stu Scheller says is that you get all these guys that if they want to get to the big job, they have all these hurdles that they have, these gates they have to clear. And if they do anything that pisses off any of their bosses on their way up that chain, they're done. They're out of here. Don't take any risks. Don't ever speak truth to power. You're going to be kicked to the curb. You're going to be sidelined. And then they wonder why we get a bunch of people in our nation's leadership that say nothing when you get something like a disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal happen.
I remember being in Afghanistan, and you find out pretty quick that whoever that the commanding general would come over, they would come over for 1 year tours, and then they go back. Every single one of them that came over there, because I was there for 3 years, you know what their goal is? It's not to say how many people we captured or killed or any of that.
It's to say, we didn't have any problems on my watch. No waves happened. That's what they want. They don't care about actually accomplishing the mission. It's just to make sure everything is nice and quiet. So I check that box, get that next kick up on my promotion ladder.
Get the fancy title, get the next promotion, get the higher rank. Yeah, I mean, there were some great ones, of course, but all too often, I mean, that's what we've seen, where it was about sucking up to the political class in Washington, D.C., one particular element of the political class in Washington, D.C., instead of standing up for the troops on the ground and the American people,
yep.
You know, that are saying, what are we doing? What have we been doing this entire time?
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I thought Colonel Randy Watt was going to drop back by. So cool to see him, Colonel Randy Watt. He's your man at a booth for a company based down in Ogden, Utah. He was a former 19th Special Forces Group commander. Always treated our Montana boys well. I told him that, sir. He always treated our Montana guys well, and he's a big supporter of the Devil's Brigade chapter of the Special Forces Association here in Montana as well. So it's great to run into him. And he was a police chief in Ogden, Utah as well. Hey, Lars Larson is back with us here. He's just prepping, getting ready for his nationally syndicated radio show here in just a little bit. Lars, thanks for popping back over.
I'm glad to do it. Glad to do it.
Yeah, it's good to have a real radio voice on the radio right now.
You've got a great radio voice. I mean, the thing is, I love radio. And this is the kind of event where you can turn on a dime. TV has a tough time doing that. Radio has no problem. Coming to an event like this, somebody walks up, you say, oh, let's get this person on.
Yeah.
You know, and it's real. It's real as opposed to scripted and formatted and all that stuff.
Well, it was so fun. Like yesterday, I did for 4 hours, I was set up inside of Congressman Ryan Zinke's office on Capitol Hill. We even got both senators to come to the House side, which is a big deal in Washington, you know, for it. But you know, one of the young men that works for Congressman Zinke, this was so cool. He's like, oh, my dad drives truck in the Bitterroot Valley, listens to you every day in Missoula. And it's like, how cool is that? Because you know who's on the other end of that line listening.
Yeah.
There's so many great Americans out there.
Isn't that wonderful? And to see all these industries represented. I don't have the count, and I kind of wish I had that stat. I like stats. But how many people in America are not just the customers of all these companies that make guns and knives and scopes and gear, but how many people work in those industries? It's an industry that is almost unique to America. Because where else in the world can you manufacture guns for sale to civilians?
By the way, that guy in the cowboy hat that just walked by, that's the best attorney general in the country, Montana's Attorney General Austin Knutson, right there.
We're going to talk to him a little bit later on today. We've had him on the show before. He's a great, great American.
He's doing great stuff. What are you prepping for?
I tell you what some AGs are doing right now? Because, you know, I live in Washington State. I have a Northwest show that covers Oregon, Washington, Idaho. I know. 22 states, including Oregon and Washington, are going to waste the taxpayers' money to bring a lawsuit on the 14th Amendment. And the fact that Donald Trump has finally, this should have happened a long time ago, but finally said we're going to challenge the current misinterpretation of the 14th Amendment. So these folks are going to spend $15 million. They budgeted $15 million just in the state of Oregon to bring this lawsuit. Number one, they don't have standing. Number two, it's a fool's errand because they're not going to win. The 14th Amendment does not say if you were just born on American soil, you're an American citizen. It says if you are subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Now, I don't know about you, Aaron, but every time, I'm not a lawyer, but if you read a contract and there's an extra little phrase in there, it's there for a reason. If they put the extra words there, you can't say, oh, that's just extra verbiage they threw in. It means something. In this case, it means if you're legally in the United States and you have a baby, that baby's an American. If you're not legally in the United States, you're not. And you say, well, how do we get to here? For decades, the U.S. has misinterpreted the 14th Amendment.
That's right.
Saying, okay, you can have all the anchor babies you want. And it ought to offend people that there are people on this planet, there's birthright tourism where, and you say, why would somebody do that? Well, let's say you're in South Korea and they don't have such a great retirement plan for older people. And South Korea is a nice country.
Yeah.
I mean, their allies are, they're nice
good
folks.
People, yeah.
Good people. So a woman comes over here pregnant in her 30s and gives birth to a child. And there are agencies out of L.A. that set this up. She stays for a month, pops the child, gets the documents, goes back home. You say, why would she do that? Because 20 years from now, she will have an adult American citizen who can then come to the United States as a citizen and say, I want family reunification. I want to bring the rest of my family in from South Korea. Now, they might have got in anyway, but it's a dodge around the limits. America is more generous about immigration than any other country on earth.
We've just been taken advantage of. President Trump is standing up to it, and this is one major way that our country is just being taken advantage of by the entire world. And the people that should be the most offended by this misinterpretation of the 14th Amendment are our great Native American friends.
Yep.
Because why did they not have the right to vote until about 100 years ago?
That's right.
Because the 14th Amendment wasn't just for anybody who was here or
yep.
anybody who had a baby that lived. If anybody deserved the right to vote from day one, it was the first Americans, the Native Americans. But we had to pass an amendment to the Constitution granting that citizenship, granting that right to vote, basically, because the 14th Amendment doesn't do that for anybody that shows up in L.A. from China and gives birth to a baby and boom, you get citizenship.
Or somebody who comes across the border illegally
yeah.
and has a baby. And then when you say, we have to send you home, well, I have this anchor baby. It ties me to America. No, it really doesn't. But then they realize the PR problem is saying, we're going to deport mom. And they say, well, what? And this was actually a question asked of Tom Homan heading up to the election. Well, what are you going to do with the children? Well, when mom goes home, the kid goes with her. When I came home from Taiwan, where I was born because my parents were in the U.S. Navy, do you think they said, should we bring Lars with us back to the United States?
Yeah, yeah,
or should
yeah.
we leave him here in Taipei? They brought me home. But they know that the big newspaper headline, you know, mom is forced to leave the country and leave her baby behind. No, she's not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. And how many of these military families, like your family, moved every 2 and 3 years all over the world? And no sob story for them. But, oh, a legal alien comes here illegally involved in who knows what kind of nefarious activity. They get to bring their whole family back wherever they came from. And, oh, the media just gushes with the sob story. Lars Larson, great to see you here. I look forward to hearing and seeing your coverage as well.
Take care.